It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. September 3rd, 1981 is where we're going to start today. Coleco Industries has obtained exclusive use of a Midway manufacturing trademark on self-contained and portable electronic versions of Midway's coin-operated arcade games. 1985, Microsoft selects the Republic of Ireland as the site of its first production facility outside the United States to produce software products to be sold in the European market. 1991, Integral Peripherals introduces the first 1.8-inch internal hard disk drive with capacities of 20 megabytes and 40 megabytes. They're about the size of a deck of cards, the size. And Lotus Development ships the Lotus 1-2-3 spreadsheet software for Windows. The name 1-2-3 stems from the product's integration of the three main capabilities. It integrates spreadsheets, charting, and graphing functions. Price was $595. 1995, eBay is founded in San Jose, California by a computer program, Pierre Amider, as Auction Web. The very first item sold on eBay was a broken laser pointer for $14.83. He was astonished, and he contacted the winning bidder and asked if he understood that the laser pointer was broken. In the responding email, the buyer explained, "I'm a collector of broken laser pointers." 1996, iOmega announces the Ditto Tape Backup Drive, which featured a 2 gigabit storage capacity and backward compatibility with other tape formats. Cartridges were priced at $19.99, and the iOmega Ditto Tape Drive started at $199.95 for the external and $149.95 for the internal version. Also, 1996, Nintendo releases the Game Boy Pocket handheld game system in the United States. Version 4.10 of Corel Paint, Paint Shop Pro bitmap and vector graphics for Windows is also released. It is the second release of the application. 1997, Yahoo launches Yahoo Korea. And in 1999, Britain's Arm Holdings, PLC, announces that they have won a bid to supply Nintendo Company with ARM computer microchips for use in Nintendo's newly announced Game Boy system. And GTR Group, which is a Canadian-based chain of used video game resellers and game traders, announces that they have acquired Mad Catz of San Diego for $30 million. Finally, Microwave Systems files a lawsuit in U.S. District Court against Apple Computer claiming trademark violation by Apple of Microware's OS 9 operating system. Microware seeks Apple's earnings from the sales of the Mac OS 9 and an order restraining Apple from using the name in advertising. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. Back in at 2001, Hewlett-Packard announces that it will acquire Compaq in a $25 billion deal. Analysts anticipate that the merger between the two computer giants would create a stronger competitor for IBM and Sun Microsystems in that server market. It would also put pressure on Dell Gateway and IBM personal computers. Hewlett-Packard and Compaq claimed that the merged company would be in a position to compete with IBM across the product line. 2003, the Hubble Space Telescope begins photographing the Hubble Ultra Deep Field, or HUD, small region of space in the constellation Formax. 2006, Intel releases the 1 GHz and 1.8 GHz Core Duo ULV U2400 32-bit dual-core mobile microprocessor, featured a 2 megabit level 2 cache and 533 megahertz frontside bus, starting at $262. 2008, after the release of Chrome browser, several sources begin to note the terms of service a little questionable. Chrome basically says that it can update the software at any time without your knowledge and use any information from your browser session if it likes. It was suggested to think of it like a Trojan horse for Google. Also in 2008, U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston says that Oracle CEO Larry Ellison deliberately destroyed emails and failed to preserve audio recordings sought as evidence in a class action lawsuit filed against software maker. Company was under question about their 2001 financial situation and sweet 11i business manager success. 2009, China's head of Google operations, Kai Fu, announces that he's leaving to start his own venture. And in 2010, Texas Attorney General opens up an antitrust proceeding against Google. This comes after several complaints on how Google is penalizing them for search results. And Facebook adds the liked news stories to search results. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.